KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 57 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Officials at the Atlantic High School are warning area businesses and residents about a phone scam. According to AHS Principal Heather McKay, someone identifying themselves as Amy from AHS is calling asking businesses to renew their advertising with regard to a poster. McKay said that person is not from the Atlantic High School or authorized to act on behalf of the school, and the caller is trying to perpetrate a fraud. The Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office here in Atlantic reports that in the next few weeks, motorists will see crews working at the intersection of U.S. Highway 59 and U.S. 6 near the new Riverside High School. The Iowa Department of Transportation will begin installing a four-way stop at the intersection, complete with stop signs, flashing beacons, rumble strips, new pavement markings, and pre-warning signs. The work is scheduled to be completed by July 28th, weather permitting. The DOT has been working with the Riverside School District and the architect for the last several years to improve safety at the intersection. One of the changes the group developed was moving the entrance into the high school to line up with the westbound U.S. Highway 6 and installing the four-way stop. The new four-way stop is being installed prior to the beginning of the school year to allow motorists to become more familiar with the new safety feature. The DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. And as with all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and of course, wear your seatbelt. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says 32-year-old Eddie Ray Mack Jr. of Audubon turned himself into the Sheriff's Office Thursday. Mack was wanted on a warrant for a criminal mischief in the third degree stemming from an incident that took place July 11th in Hamlin. He was seen by a magistrate and then released from custody. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies Thursday afternoon arrested a man wanted on a Montgomery County warrant for theft in the second degree. 46-year-old Bradley Gene Adolphson of Emerson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. Police in Glenwood arrested a man on an assault charge Monday. Officials said yesterday 43-year-old Dwayne Rollins of Glenwood was arrested for assault causing bodily injury. His cash-only bond at the Mills County Jail was set at $15,000. And early Thursday morning, Glenwood police arrested 26-year-old Alan Baburek of Omaha for OWI third offense. Baburek was being held in Mills County Jail on $5,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Fremont County responded to a reported large fight in progress Thursday evening in Hamburg. The fight was said to have involved several individuals, possibly armed with weapons. The incident took place in the 600 block of Main Street in Hamburg. Following an investigation, deputies arrested 28-year-old Clayton Parsons of Hamburg on charges that include domestic abuse, assault, second offense, simple assault, and disorderly conduct. Deputies determined that no weapons were actually involved or even displayed during the incident. Parsons was being held without bond in the Fremont County Jail. An accident in west central Ringgold County involving two motorcycles early Thursday morning resulted in two people being transported to area hospitals. State Patrol said last evening that the late model Harley-Davidson motorcycles driven by 62-year-old Galen White of Kent and 56-year-old Michael Fry of Creston were traveling north on Ringgold County Road P-33 at around 12:50 a.m. Thursday when one of the drivers went to pass the other. The cycles collided, causing both to lose control, and one of the motorcyclists was ejected from their cycle. White was transported by Mercy One helicopter to Mercy Hospital, while Fry was taken by ambulance to the Ringgold County Hospital in Mount Air. A report on their conditions was not released. Authorities in northwest Iowa say they are investigating the discovery of a human skull near the Raccoon River in southern Sac County. The skull was found Monday afternoon. Sheriff Ken McClure said in a statement the state medical examiner concluded it was the skull of an adult white male. It had been forwarded to a forensic anthropologist in Kansas City for further examination and to determine its age. McClure says his office and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation will determine the next steps in the investigation based on the reports from the forensic examination. Also in the news this morning, state regulators have approved the expansion of the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Sioux City. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission voted Thursday for the $6.5 million 7,800-foot expansion. The two-year-old casino plans to add a high-stakes gambling area, a wine bar, and private lounge. Casino General Manager Todd Moyer thinks construction could begin within 30 days and be finished some 6 months later. In our funeral announcements, Cole John Anderson, age 46, of Irwin, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Cole Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gordon Ohm, age 90, of Arnold's Park, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gordon Edward Ohm will be today at noon at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Daryl D. Jack Slama, age 85, of Griswold, died July the 9th. Memorial services for Jack Slama will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Roger Kanan, age 59, of Ankeny, died July the 9th at Iowa Methodist Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Roger Kanan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Asher Kasperbauer, the 7-month-old son of Jed and Stephanie Kasperbauer of Dedham, died Tuesday at Children's Hospital Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Asher Kasperbauer will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jay Hoogaveen, age 84, of Griswold, died July the 3rd. A celebration of life service for Jay Hoogaveen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Dwayne Anderson, age 81, of Atlantic, died July the 9th at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dwayne Anderson will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.